All right, so we're taking a look again at what can be happening with gun reduction. And just recall that we talked about some of the ways that the reduction in guns impacted life, literally, in Australia. And one of the things that they found was that the homicide rate and, get this, the suicide rate dropped significantly when gun ownership was reduced by law, and they did not see the numbers ever start going back up once they came down. As in Australia, real-world evidence from the U.S. also shows, now this is real-world evidence from the United States of America, it shows that fewer guns result in fewer deaths and fewer injuries. Don't get so upset. Listen, those of you who love your guns, don't get upset about what we're talking about now. I think that one of the things we need to do is get ourselves to a point where we begin to ask, hey, you know, do I love guns more than I love humans? Or do I love humans more than I love guns? It's amazing how people can become irate when you start talking about something that lends itself to the thought of reducing gun ownership. But they will not become irate at the fact of people being murdered by guns. Holding on to the guns is more important to a lot of people than holding on to human life. Will not become irate, even when 20 people have been murdered. But they will become irate when you start talking about the possible benefits of reduced gun ownership. And again, my primary focus in what I just said is what people do and don't become irate over. A 2017 study revealed that firearm homicide rates are lower in U.S. states that have stricter gun laws. Let me share that with you again now. They looked across the nation and they looked at which states have stricter gun laws, which states have more lenient gun laws. And they found in the study that homicide rates are lower in the U.S. states that have the stricter gun laws. A 2014 analysis of all inpatient minors admitted to hospitals for trauma linked tighter firearm control to greater safety for children. Do we truly love our children? I mean, truly love them. A 2014 analysis of all inpatient minors who had been admitted to hospitals for trauma linked tighter firearm control to greater safety for children. Guns also make interactions with the police deadlier. While the probability of an arrest causing injuries is the same in the U.S., British Columbia, and Western Australia, research shows that almost no one dies during an arrest in Australia or Canada. The probability of an arrest causing injuries is the same in America, British Columbia, and Western Australia. But when you look at Australia and Canada, almost no one dies during an arrest in those countries, even though police in all three countries carry guns. In the U.S., nearly 1,000 citizens are annually killed by police. The reasons for officer-involved violence are complex and often involve racial bias against non-white citizens, including even among African-American police themselves. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at what's really going on. even amongst African-American police. Non-white citizens are more likely to be shot than white citizens are. And we might as well face it. There are many, many people, many, many policemen who place more value on white lives than on non-white lives. That's why you can have a person who is white and is obviously armed with a gun, a weapon, a gun. And that person is much more likely to be talked down and arrested without incidents. Whereas a black person, maybe 20, 30, 40 feet away from an officer with an obviously unarmed and still may be shot. Remember the man, the professional, the black professional who worked in the mental health field, who had gone out to get one of his clients who had managed to escape the facilities where he was boarded. The professional went looking for him, found him, was trying to encourage him to return to the facilities. The police showed up, commanded that the black professional get down, sit down right where he was, which was in the literally in the middle of the street, where if something had gone terribly wrong, he could have been run over, hit by some driver. They told him to sit down in the street where he was with his hands up. Hands up, obviously he has nothing in his hands. He is sitting as he was told to. And one of the female police officers shot him anyway. While he was sitting with his hands up, shot him anyway. I want to point that out to you because I want it to be very clear that very often when black citizens, black U.S. citizens are shot by police men, police women, it is known that they are unarmed. Think about the black youth who, along with several of his peers, had been placed face down on the floor of a public facility, handcuffed behind their backs, and while lying face down with their hands cuffed behind their backs, one of the police officers shot one of the youth in his back. While he was lying face down with his hands cuffed behind his back, police officers shot him in his back. We just need to be real. We have some evil people in this world who do evil things. The good news is we have a lot of good people who do a lot of good things too. And don't think for a minute that all the good officers are only of one ethnicity. You have bad officers of every ethnicity, and you have some outstanding officers of every ethnicity. Two of those countries mentioned, you just don't have people getting killed during an arrest. Almost no one dies during an arrest in Australia or Canada. Can it change here in America? Sure, it can. Will it change?